You're listening to The Point. A poll by the American Psychological Association in the spring of this year found that 40% of Americans are more anxious than they were at the same time the previous year. We know that anxiety and stress can lead to physical and emotional disorders and decrease our quality of life. Like many of us, Ann Jo realized stress and anxiety was growing in her life. How she learned to cope and was so successful, she gave it a name, the Grace Trail, and she is on a mission to share her approach with others. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
All right, so what is the Grace Trail?
Well, the Grace Trail started as an actual trail. There's an inspirational trail in Plymouth, Mass. That I created when my son was in Afghanistan in 2012. And I was having trouble coping. And I read an article in the about the Appalachian Mountain Trail. And in the article, the question was asked, who walks the trail? And the answer was, it's a whole lot of vets walking off their war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I said, where do I go to walk off my war? I can't get to the Appalachian Trail, and I can't get to the California Pacific Trail. So I decided to make my own trail right in Plymouth, Mass. Mm. And I went out to the beach, and I had been working with the concept of grace for about 15 years in my life coaching practice. And the acronym for GRACE is that G stands for gratitude, R is release, A is accept, C is challenge, and E is embrace. And the questions that flow from that word, that the word of grace is, even though life's difficult, what can you be grateful for?
Hmm.
The next question is, what do you need to release to move forward in your life? R. A is accept. What's calling out for acceptance in your life? That's a hard question, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. C is, how would I like to challenge myself to move forward in my life? And E is, what can I embrace as possible in my precious life?
Yeah. So talk about the stress and anxiety you were experiencing. What was happening?
Well, I had a son in combat in Afghanistan, and I could actually see him on Facebook and Skype. And the reality was just overwhelming. And I found that by asking those five questions, every time I did, I felt better.
Mm.
And I decided to put it out on a trail to share with other people. And I just walked down to the beach, picked up a big granite stone. I wrote gratitude. What are you grateful for? And I plopped it down on a trail in Plymouth, Mass.
Mm.
And I did that for each of the five words on a mile loop along the harbor, a beautiful ocean side trail. And I found that it certainly helped with my anxiety trying to cope with my son in war.
Mm.
And what's happened is thousands have discovered the trail, and they've made their way to Plymouth, and they walk the Grace Trail.
Yeah. So did the five questions come to you? I mean, how did you come up with these questions?
That's a great question. That's another whole show.
Yeah.
I was standing in my kitchen in 2000, and my parents had just both passed away. And I had, you know, two teenagers who were, you know, creative and challenging, and I was changing professions. And I lost my bounce in life. To be honest with you, I lost my breath. And I was having a hard time functioning. I stood in my kitchen and I said, man, I need to step into a state of grace.
Mm.
I didn't even know what I meant by that, but I knew where I was terrible. And that's when I saw the five words in the word grace.
Mm.
And later on that day, I started asking the five questions that I had said. And I invited my husband in to join me and said, just do these questions with me. Somehow they make me feel better. And he said, come on, let's do grace together. And we walked around the block every night for an entire summer, asking and answering those questions. And that's when I knew I was on to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Research shows that walking and talking is good exercise
for
the brain. So do you think people could get the same sense of well-being from simply asking themselves the questions without doing the physical activity, or does it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is really spreading globally. I'm finding and hearing from people every day that you don't have to come to Plymouth to walk this trail. First of all, you can make your own trail wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
But people are bringing the Grace Trail five questions and concepts into their business. There are human resources using it to develop teams. Churches are using it and making their own Grace Trails. They're using it in their services. The recovery community has embraced the Grace Trail concept in a huge way because it's really five simple questions that start with gratitude and it ends with hope and possibility. Mm. And how much better does that get, yeah. right?
So you mentioned you created this a trail in Plymouth.
Yes,
so,
I did.
So how long is that walk?
That walk is 1 mile.
1 mile.
And I expected the first 6 months that I did that, because I don't own the land, mm-hmm. I expected a cease and desist from the town of Plymouth. It never came. Plymouth has done nothing but embrace grace. They have been wonderful. And they've, you know, I've been in the newspaper numerous times, their magazines, and the whole town, schools, churches, everyone. Thousands of people are walking it.
Is it getting a little crowded on that trail? Huh?
Well, it's very interesting. I don't spread it downtown with the Tourist Bureau because I don't want a big bus.
Right.
But I am looking for a sponsor who would like to build a grace trail downtown Plymouth where we could walk around the town and ask those five beautiful questions and invite the world in. Because yeah. in 2020, there's going to be a lot of people in Plymouth celebrating the 400th anniversary.
866-999-4626 is our number. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. Now, you described a time when you would call your husband and ask him to go through the questions
yes.
with you. What is the value of asking the questions of yourself versus talking about them with someone else?
Well, it's very interesting because the Grace Trail questions, they're questions. Every time you ask them, you get a different answer. So I like to say Grace Trail is the trail where you go because your answers are just waiting for you. So no one has my answers. I'm the only one who has them. These questions bring me beyond what I already know to a place that still is yet to be discovered. And I found that when I was at my hardest point, that at that time, there were tiny little steps on the Grace Trail that got me forward. Now, you know, I have my footing, I'm feeling mm-hmm. great. And the questions help me in my work. They help me in my life, my family.
Did you do it every day?
Oh, I do it every day. Mm-hmm. I have to walk my dog anyway, so I'm out on the trail. But those five questions sort of become ingrained in your brain because they just are so effective in accessing hope. Mm-hmm. And so I find that those are my go-to questions. And, you know, it's a wonderful process. It begins with gratitude. And what better place to begin anything than with gratitude? Because what you're actually doing is looking at what's going right in your life. So many people start with what's going wrong with their life.
Yeah.
So this is a great process that starts right there with gratitude.
Now, you've talked with people who are creating their own trails.
Yes.
What has surprised you about the comments you're getting from others who've tried to create their grace trail?
I hear from people it transforms their life. It's almost like a lifeline for some people who, you know, are really struggling. But for others, you know, the most unusual request that I have is right now a Native Indigenous person tribe, Northern British Columbia, has purchased my Grace Trail kit, which I developed so that people can walk the Grace Trail anywhere, anytime, and make their own. They ordered the kit, and what they're doing is they are interpreting Grace Trail into their native language and putting it on a trail in Northern British Columbia to help with the exactly how you started the show, this sense of despair and hopelessness that they're experiencing there. And they're hoping, it's brand new, they're just building it now, but they're certainly hoping that this is a way for people to walk from the chaos and confusion in their life to a better place.
We would all love the silver bullet that brings us happiness and fulfillment without a lot of work.
Yes.
But going through these five steps is asking us to do some work.
Yeah.
So being honest with ourselves,
yeah.
Digging past superficial or rote answers, is it true that going through these steps might not be easy every time?
Oh, definitely. I think that people say simple questions, not so simple answers. But the thing that you really need to hold really true to your heart is there's only one way through to the other side, and that's through the tough stuff. You know, you can pretend it's not there. You can walk around it. You can ignore it. You can be in denial. But the truth of the matter is the way to a healthy, resilient, positive lifestyle is to deal with the whole spectrum of what's going on in your life. And I mean, look at me. If I can walk through some of the challenges I've had, then you can too.
Yeah. So how would you recommend people get started, especially those who don't feel they have the time to create an actual trail or even go for a 10 or 15 minute walk?
Okay. Well, I do have a best-selling book, and you can go to gracetrail.com and see all the products I developed to answer that question you just asked me. But I developed something called Hope Cards, and they are a pack of inspirational cards, which are a collection of the Grace Trail questions. People are finding that they just open that deck of cards, they pick a card, and they'll get a gratitude card or a release card. They'll get the questions. Here are the questions right here for you. And so the questions are on one side. And on the other side of the card is an inspirational photo to help you to answer it. That's a really quick way to walk your Grace Trail. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the very simplest is to just ask the five questions. You can journal about it. You can do it with a friend like I did with my husband. You can certainly bring it to groups. People are bringing it to work for team building, improving communication, productivity.
So talk about the inspirational messages. How did you come up with those?
With the inspirational cards?
Yeah.
Well, I had used it in my life coaching practice for years, and there were certain questions that I found really helped people to move forward in their life, to feel better, to feel more positive, more inspired, and to get to some of those tough things that you said we'd rather not look at. So I started collecting those questions over the years, and this deck of cards is actually a deck of questions that I found really helped people to feel inspired, to find some new perspectives. And you know what I think is really important is to muster some courage, because courage is really needed today in this crazy world. And five Grace Trail questions help people to actually step forward into courage.
As you mentioned, sort of the unique twists that people are putting on their own Grace Trails, besides the Native tribe in British Columbia. What are some of the other unique twists that people are doing?
Well, it's really interesting. One of the first people that reached out to me probably 2 years ago was a young mom from Egypt. And she had heard about it on the internet. And she reached out to me and said, I'd love to bring this to Cairo. And what she has done is she is actually in human resources in a bank, a young working mom with small kids, and she brings it into her banking practice. She doesn't feel comfortable making an actual Grace Trail, which is fine. You don't need to make a Grace Trail. But she brings that into the human resources into the bank in Cairo to help employees and to help some of her clients. And it improves communication because it's a simple conversation of hope and possibility. So Cairo, British Columbia, there are people who are right here on the Cape, different recovery centers. Mm-hmm. They are putting Grace Trail in their backyards, and their clients are walking it.
You mentioned your son in Afghanistan.
Yes.
How's your son?
My
now?
Son made it back. Good. And he's in a wonderful period of post-traumatic growth. He's headed in a great direction. And I start every day with gratitude on that he made it back and he has found his footing. And
what did you have two sons?
I have a son and a daughter.
A son and a daughter. What did the kids think about this when you came up with this concept and started talking about the Grace Trail?
They've been nothing but supportive. Mm-hmm. My son gives it out in some of his work at the VA. He gives the book out. He gives the hope cards out. He says if they're Grace Trail worthy, they'll get it. Mm-hmm. And by that, he means, well, they take the time to really look at it. So he supports Grace Trail in that way. And my daughter actually has worked with me to do some retreats and some workshops. And she's a psychology major, and she brings the five questions into her work.
All right. And so you mentioned the Grace Trail in Plymouth. Where is that exactly?
It's out of Nelson Park, right? You can go to gracetrail.com. Mm-hmm. You can print out your own map. There are maps on the trail. So if you get yourself to Nelson Park in Plymouth and you go to the very far northern corner, you'll find the bike path, and it's well marked with maps. You'll find nice big boulders. And I leave little inspirational stones every day with messages of hope and possibility for people to take home with them.
That's kind of fun. We'll have more information about the Grace Trail at our website, capeandislands.org. Angelus, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
thanks
it.
For having me.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker and Dan Tridle. Theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter. Mm-hmm.